sharing with our listeners the importance of staying vigilant on spreading the knowledge about sickle cell anemia. I always learn so much, and we need to talk more about it. We invite the public to attend the 20th annual Dr. Charles Drew Blood Drive on June 21st, 2025, during the hours of 7:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the American Red Cross, located at 3131 North Vancouver Avenue. The Coalition of Black Trade Unions will meet the second Tuesday of every month at 6 p.m. We have suspended our face-to-face meetings and are utilizing Google Meet to conduct our monthly meetings. Our next meeting will be held July 8th, 2025. And our email address to contact us is orcbtu10@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you to join us in our evolving adventure of representing Black union workers. And I would just hope right now that Pastor Taylor will repeat that contact number again.
Yes. Thank you. 503-249-1366, or go to our web, sicklecelloregon.org. You'll find our phone number there, as well as other information about upcoming events and ways that you can donate and also give blood. We have a link directly linking you to American Red Cross.
Before we sign off, Sister Malone, please share how listeners can sign up to donate blood on this 20th anniversary.
You can contact me directly, 503-528-5582. You can email me at Charletta, charletta.malone, @redcross.org. And the blood drive is at 3131 North Vancouver Avenue in Portland, Oregon, 97227. And that's the office that I'm also located in. So you can reach me through all those avenues.
Thank you all so much. And with that, we'll say, holla.
Thank you for having me.
Holla.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Holla. Yeah.
Blessing.
Thank you all. Thank you all for hosting. And thank you for the great opportunity to share over the airwaves.
Yes.
You're tuned in to listener-supported community radio, KBOO Portland.
It's time to pack your bags and join us for Camp KBOO. Make a summer of memories with KBOO and support grassroots media by becoming a member today. Go to kboo.fm/give to help us reach our $50,000 goal by June 29th.
Baby, you understand me now.
Hi, greetings and welcome to Prison Pipeline, airing from the studios of KBOO Portland. Prison Pipeline presents a unique perspective of the criminal justice system, addressing the root causes of crime and broadening understanding of the institution of incarceration. I'm your host, Adam Carpinelli, and today we're here with Rufina Reyes. How are you doing today?
Good. Thank you for the invitation.
Yes, much appreciation for you on the show. We want to make sure that not only are we talking about the mass incarceration in prisons in the United States, we also have to talk about this big monster that people just don't know enough about, which is ICE and all the detention centers around the country, and especially these days, and how the whole landscape is changing. We've had, Maru Mora, on the show many times to give us some updates. States. And so we're very happy to have you today. Can you just start off, tell us about yourself and how you got into all this amazing work that you're doing?
Okay, my name is Rufina Reyes, and I am director of La Resistencia right now. And I'm here because I went affected also by the system. My brother went detained. So when he was inside, I learned more about this detention and how was the conditions inside. And I decided to say, okay, it can happen. So we need to do something. I'm not Maru right now, Maru Mora. So she was outside the detention center and she told me, she said, you don't are alone. And I'm here. We are fighting for all the people inside. And that day, I'm started. And I'm saying, okay, it is terrible. What I need to do for the other persons? Because my brother went outside from the detention 2 months later. But right now, I'm here. And it happened 5 years ago. So, and now we are receiving a lot of calls from the detention center. I was a volunteer on these phone calls, and every call is bad and terrible, how they express the retaliations inside. And it is like, I'm saying, no, it is bad. And I'm fired right now. So I'm started. Right now I have 5 years, but when you learn more and more and more about this and this detention, right now this Northwest Detention Center here on Tacoma, and you decide to say, no, we don't want more families detainees. We don't want more separations of families, right? Because I said it's a bad for our means or like it's a terrible. So we can support that.
For people who are listening to the show, let's say they don't know anything about ICE. Mm-hmm. They don't know anything about the detention center. Mm-hmm. Can you just tell us a little bit about that, just to give that context for anybody who doesn't even know about really this whole monster? I call it the monster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this detention is operated by GEO Group. It's an person is who like us how say private building. So and the people inside don't have the conditions like a medical conditions, not good water inside. They don't have a water, clean water. When they say okay, no, we need a more better conditions, and they immediately have retaliations, and they send to the people to the hall like a confinement, solitary confinement. So nobody can say anything inside because they say they don't have nothing to do. That's why La Resistencia is fighting against this detention center, because we say no, it can continue operating at this moment or in never. So La Resistencia have 11 years fighting against this terrible place and against the system who have always retaliation with our families and the people inside. The last year is 2 people died inside. So it can happen again. So right now is with this administration is more bad. All the people continuously is doing a hunger strike because they want reclaim their, like I say, derechos in Spanish, and they don't hear them. Nobody do something. Recently, we passed, the last Monday, we passed the law, HB 1232, and they say right now, DOH can be inside and inspect all the conditions. We hope we can do something this year. This place is almost end the contract this year. So we are fighting to say don't renew their contract with ICE and close the facility, say all the people need to be free. Always say, always we do Solidarity Days, and we always say we need everybody free because everybody want another opportunity to be with their families outside, not on this terrible place.
So, and we're talking about the Northwest Detention Center in Tacoma, Washington, which for many, many years, you and Maru, La Resistencia, so many organizations and projects have been talking about trying to get this place closed down, why we need to shut it down. You mentioned a few things. There's solitary confinement internationally that's looked at as human rights violations. You mentioned something about water, you know, and of course, also the fact that having these private companies like Geo Group running it from outside then actually makes the quality even worse. And that's been found as well inside the different prisons around the United States as well. The treatment of people is even worse, they find, when it's the private companies. And you had that experience also with your brother being inside. Can you talk a little bit more about what are more of the things people should know about how and why these conditions are so bad, and the kind of things, you know, that you know, for example, even from trying to support your brother being inside?
The system always work with us and say everything is okay, you don't have anything to do, everything here is okay. But we say no, everybody inside have is here because something is happening on their countries, you know. A lot of people is coming to protected by the system. On, for example, on Mexico, it's a lot of people coming here because somebody's followed them right there. So here it's supposed to be that the country is protected the people when something is wrong on their life or their country. And here this place is on charge to say why you are here. You need to go back to Mexico, you need to go back to Venezuela and all the countries, all the people in, right there. No, and these conditions or this system is working against us because they don't want to put money on us. And supposed to we are here because we need more money, but everybody here coming to work, right? They are available to be constantly fighting for their families, and all the people is available to work outside. So in this place, it's like a concentration camp right now because the people say we are here like animals. So that's no matter what happened on my country, I need to go back. And when they signed the deportation, they are there another 2 months in there, and they don't deport it. Why? Because they wanna take more money from our people, from us, and because always all our taxes is inside, is going inside. And also when the family make calls, the calls is expensive. The food is expensive inside. So everything, all the money is right there to Geo Group. That's why we say, no, it is impossible. It can. This is like a concentration camp right now because they always thinking on money and not on the families, not on their lives. They don't care the people, just thinking on make more money and more money.
You obviously know, because of the work, so many different people and families involved. And when we talk about prison, we talk about detention centers, a lot of the public, you know, they forget it. We're talking about people. We're talking about people. We're talking about human beings. We're talking about families. Everybody has some kind of family, mom, dad, sister, uncle, something. So this is something everybody should be able to relate to, the human experience of life and families. But can you tell us just a little more about some of the people, maybe, I mean, not you have to say names, but What are some of the stories? Where are people from? You know, we know we've talked about the conditions of these facilities, but who are the people? Who's the most impacted communities when we talk about ICE? We talk about immigration in America and the detention centers, and especially under our new, I should say, more fascist. Mm-hmm. People like to say neo-fascist. I'll say more fascist. Our more fascist regime that we have in the United States.
They don't care any country. It's a lot of people from different countries, especially from India, Mexico, Venezuela, Nicaragua. And right now, the more impacted is from Venezuela. A lot of people was under another system. Like I say, I forgot the surveillance under ankle neck or smartwatch or an application on a cell phone. So a lot of people came the last year from Biden administration, and right now is the more affected because a lot of people go to their interviews or with the USCIS, and they take them. They don't go out. So a lot of people from different countries, but especially this administration is from Venezuela, who's the people more affected. So they was under this surveillance is, I forgot the name, but see, yeah, a lot of people is arrested right now. They don't care any other countries and why they came, that's not it. They just arrested people because they look like Hispanic people or Latina people, or our face is looks like immigrant people, or when we don't speak English or something like that, they arrested us. And yes, again, they are thinking just on making money and money and money.
So we're talking about basically immigration from Latin America and the Caribbean, Africa, different parts of Asia, South Asia. Black and brown people are targeted within this monster. And then, for example, don't get me too carried away, but, you know, Ukraine, then open mm-hmm, doors. Mm-hmm. Anybody comes from Ukraine, no problems. Blonde hair, blue-eyed Ukrainians, welcome in the United States. Then we look at other situations right now, where right now Trump is looking at white people in South Africa, and now it's open doors, anybody's welcome from that, right? Mm-hmm. But then black and brown people, again, Latin America, Caribbean, Africa, Asia, all of a sudden everybody's getting locked up in this nasty monster. And also it's changed because United States always had some immigration policy. But then let's say fast forward to 9/11 and then have Homeland Security. And now the agencies are working closely together with FBI. And then they create this detention center. And people are saying, we're saying, shut down the detention center. We're saying, abolish ICE. So before we talk more about how terrible everything is, right? What do we need to see happen? What do you look at in the future? What should immigration look like in the United States in 20 years or 50 years, in your opinion? What's your vision for that? Mm. What should we actually expect? I mean, for if good things were to happen, what would that look like?
Right now, I think it's like a confused what we expected for a long term. But we are trying to. I can see a future with all the families together, with no gales. But to that happen, we need to work together and fight against all kind of pressures. And what we have on the future, our sons or our grandsons, and be free, always free, and don't be scary. Like right now, all the families is scary, but I think we can fight against the system to change this terrible system. But I can think on that and future, a good future for our family, for our sons. But again, we need fight together. We need be involucrated on this kind of organization to say no more to the system. We need take more control on the system. So it's hard to think, especially on this administration with all these laws, terrible laws against our community. But we can say it can, we can change all that, but together.
For folks just tuning in, you're listening to Prison Pipeline, airing from the studios of KBOO Portland, and we're here with Rufino Reyes, Executive Director for La Resistencia, which is an amazing organization based up in Washington State, doing all the great work to, say, shut down the Northwest Detention Center, let's abolish ICE. You said, let people be free. Yes, that's an amazing idea. That's always been some American concept, is to be free. So what's going on? Why are all these people locked up in these facilities? We're so lucky that we have people like you and organizations doing that work and also shedding light on the mystery, because a lot of people really don't know what's going on. And even for the family members and for the work that you're doing, it's hard to know what's going on. They don't let people in these facilities with open doors to come visit and see how things are. I know you said there's some laws that are changing that. So can you tell us more about the organization, maybe, you know, any brief history and what all that work entails, which sounds like a lot of it is also policy involved, shaping policy and changing that over time.
Yeah, La Resistencia is an organization who is fighting the detention and deportations, against the detentions and deportations, and to shut down the Northwest Detention Center. So, and we are leaders, immigrant leaders. We're affected by the system, and we always say the people can have another opportunities, need take more opportunities. And this organization have 11 years fighting against the system because our founder were affected too. And so Maru Mora started this organization, and she always say it need lead by the immigrant people. And now we are here, and we know when you know the system, when you know the wrong system, you are like a more involved on these organizations. But we need learn about this. We need involve on more organizations. If not La Resistencia, maybe you can, everybody have another more organization, but we need take information about this, how the organization is working, and how can we help, and how can we involve on that to learn about the conditions here in the country. And yeah, that's La Resistencia. So we are trying to help another people inside who is affected or who is detained right now by ICE and under the hands of you. That's La Resistencia. We say always everybody need be free, everybody need opportunities, and we will live on the families together.
And nobody should be considered illegal. It's just wrong. Mm-hmm. And people should also learn more about the organization and get involved. Mm-hmm. And that is on their website, La Resistencia. Mm-hmm. NW.org. What would you describe how things are looking right now with the ongoing work that the organization and the movement at large has been doing? How are things looking right now? What are the opportunities? What are the challenges?
Right now, if the people came to involucrate with La Resistencia, we do solidarity days and always taking up people who can be volunteer with us, and also can call to the actions to always say, okay, you need to down this place, call to Murray, call to Caldwell, and the senators. All the politicians can call them, and that can help. It's not necessary if you cannot be here with us on our solidarity days, but also can follow as a social media, our social media by Instagram, Facebook, and calling call to actions. So the people can help a lot. That's no matter where we are, we can call the senators. And not just for this state. Everybody can fight against other detention centers on another state. So that's the purpose from La Resistencia to try to get an example how another people can fight against these detentions on their states.
What do you see as some of the main challenges with the work right now? Because all these changes, you know, with the Trump, you know, regime and all that, how has that contributed to making things difficult and more challenging with this work, which it's already been? What do you see?
I think I don't know exactly what we mean about challenges, but I think we can work together. We can say no more to the system, and I don't know how can I say about this.
Sure. Is there any other just thoughts that you have about that you want people to know about with the work that's going on and how they can continue to support, how they can get involved, how they can learn more, you know, about what's going on and help to support you, the organizations, the families?
Doing that, right? Following us. If they want to involve, they can come. And also doing that, the call to actions and calling to this state, to the ICE, to Murray, to Caldwell, and say they need cut the money to this detention, to ICE, and shut down this place. And also, when we always do campaigns for Freedom All campaigns from the people inside, we share on Instagram and always say, okay, you can sign it and fight with this person, why he need to be free. So we continuously are doing campaigns for the people inside, and also they can sign it, and they can say, okay, again, they need call to the senators, and why, for example, Jose need to be free, and call to Murray and say, Jose needs to be free because the families outside, they need him. And also, right now, we are monitoring the flights, deportation flights, and you can come and be a volunteer with La Resistencia and help to spot how ICE is continuously deporting the people sick, when he's sick, when they need a wheel seat. So a lot bad conditions, and the people, why the people need to be staying here, because they need attention, medical attention, and it's a lot of work around us, and how the people, when they see us, how can involucrate with La Resistencia or any other organizations outside. And right now in this administration, we need to say, okay, you don't need to be scary, because the system wants that. You need organize on your community. You need organize with your family or anywhere to the people. So many people don't know who is the system, how the system is working against us. So yeah, we are always saying right now, okay, you please don't be quiet. Go with your community and do something. Organize with them.
That's great. It's such amazing work. And again, people should direct their attention to join the resistance, La Resistencia, in Washington State. Check out their website, laresistencianw.org. And thank you so much for being on. And we want to get these updates, you know, so people know. Yeah, so they stay involved. And hopefully, you know, Ohala, we get this detention center shut down one of these days. And so much appreciation for you and all the work that you're doing. Looking forward to having you all back on and hearing updates in the future.
Thank you so much.
And you've been listening to Prison Pipeline, airing from the studios of KBOO Portland. Listen to this and previous Prison Pipeline programs at kboo.fm/prisonpipeline. Like Prison Pipeline on Facebook. Special thanks to our amazing guest and a Prison Pipeline collective member, Karen James, for post-production. Free them all.
Free them all. En chingada migra.
Adam here from Prison Pipeline, asking you to donate now to community-supported radio KBOO 90.7 FM. You can donate right now at kboo.fm/give. Check out the KBOO mobile app, and you can snail mail us at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97214. Please urge your friends and family members to keep us on the air. Support the movement for community radio. Support KBOO at kboo.fm/give. Check out the KBOO mobile app and snail mail us at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue.
Listening to KBOO Portland, Oregon, 90.7 FM on your Portland dial, KBOO.fm on your everywhere on earth internet dial. Stay safe, stay sane, stay tuned.